We are here in historically rich Belfast, Northern Ireland, with Lynn Heckler from PSEU. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Very good.
What's the show buzz? What are you hearing in the hallways?
Very positive. Very positive buzz about the show. People are having a great time here in Ireland. And really, the discussion has been important about important issues to credit unions in the international front. So, very great.
Very cool. And so your area of expertise is talent. I mean, you're the chief talent officer at PSEU. So, I mean, how can credit unions kind of gain and retain top talent these days? Because there's a lot of talent out there, but is it coming into the credit union industry? And if not, how can we go get it?
Yeah, great question. So talent in the credit union industry, like all industries, we're really in a war for talent.
I bet.
And my philosophy is, we're really going to have to start to grow our own superstars.
Okay.
And so that means taking folks that have a heart for service, that have the right personal characteristics for this industry, and training them on what we do and how we do it. And then figuring out ways to retain them, to keep them, to engage them in our organization. So I think it's really, in the next 10 years, going to be about picking out the right characteristics, and then training on the technical skills.
Okay, gotcha. So, I mean, what do you look for in talent, and then how can that help? How can that help credit unions look for talent as well?
Yeah. So, we're hiring folks that have very strong financial services background, which isn't unlike what they'd be looking for top talent in the credit union space as well. So,
right.
You know, PSEU is a credit union service organization, so we really reflect and mirror the credit union industry as well. And the kinds of things that we look for are folks who understand serving members.
Mm-hmm.
Our members are our credit unions, but they also really understand the importance of the credit union member to a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And really building products and services that are all about the credit union's member and making their life easier.
Right.
And when we focus on that, yes, we're looking for certain technical skills, but we're really looking for some core leadership competencies.
Yeah.
And that's what we're hiring for. We're hiring for culture fit and really starting to build programs that can train the technical product expertise. So it's really the same at all levels. It's just a philosophy. You know, hire for attitude, train for skill.
You just took the words right out of my mouth, because I was going to say that. It's like, yeah, if you got the right attitude, you can always train.
Yeah. And really understanding the social mission of credit unions is really important. You don't always get that with folks coming out of publicly traded companies. It really is a different philosophy. And I know, it sounds cliche, but the whole people helping people philosophy, if the folks don't have it, they're not going to be a long-term fit.
Very true indeed. And then hiring the millennial group, I mean, because they're the next workforce. I mean, they are in the workforce now, and they're going to be our next leaders. I mean, so.
Absolutely.
And I've heard through various studies and read that they're looking for something deeper. Just like they want to become a credit union member, they're looking for a deeper meaning to be a part of something. Is that the same with employees?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. The kinds of things that we're finding the millennials are looking for is they want to go to work for a company that they know is a good corporate citizen. So community outreach, community involvement, they connect with the social mission of credit unions. So our industry is really well positioned to attract millennials to it because we're doing something truly for the greater good. The challenge is going to be creating the career paths that will make them want to stay and engage long term. So
it's that retaining. We got to keep them. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. What are your goals here? I mean, you're here. This is an international show. It's global, and you're here. What are your goals?
It is. So to be fully transparent, my passion and primary reason for being at the show and the conference is I'm deeply invested in the Global Women's Leadership Initiative that World Council has.
Yeah.
I deeply believe in the work that they're doing to advance women in the credit union industry. Our organization is very committed to gender parity and gender balance, and really, dream about the day that it's just a natural state, right? And we don't even have to talk about it anymore.
Right.
So we've had amazing dialogue with women from around the globe. On Saturday, we had women, 100 women from 23 countries, spent a full day on Saturday really developing ourselves professionally and enriching the global women's community within the credit union industry. So that's my passion. That's what I'm here for. We're going to be talking more about the sister societies at lunch today and how to get a sister society started in your country or your city if you're interested.
That is awesome. Yeah, I'd love to check it out. Exactly.
All right.
So, all right, one final question here, and this is probably the most serious one of them all.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing about Ireland?
Wow. Great question. So Belfast has been an incredibly pleasant surprise for me. I've never been to Ireland, didn't know what to expect, and this city has done an amazing job coming together and rebuilding themselves after, you know, 25 years of fighting. And it's really amazing to see the reconciliation process that this city has gone through and the history that it has and how the resiliency of the people and how they've learned to come together and settle their differences. So for me, just being in Belfast, it's been an amazing trip and I want to come back.
You're the first person who's mentioned that, really, because I think it's a good template for other parts of the world. Like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
If these people can get along, why can't we?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, they were mortal enemies fighting each other for 25 years. There were walls in the city. There's still remnants of the walls. They sat down and they figured it out. They didn't want the same thing for their children, and I understand that. So it's really a beautiful thing to see. It's modern and light and bright and airy. Yeah, and they've still retained a lot of that old European flavor. So
yeah, I love the little all the little streets and stuff. You go, like, I wonder what's down that alley.
And the pub. So.
All right, Lynn, great message to end on. Thank you so much for stopping by. I mean, I know you have a busy schedule, but we appreciate your time as always.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
All right.
Good job.
That's great.
Well
to be-
done.